Now, before we go on, back in February, Mo Rocca did the unforgivable on our show. He insulted homemade sweaters. He said he hated them. He said they were, quote, too itchy. Well, this caused quite a stir among an online community of knitters at Ravelry.com. And I might be, there they are, I might be surprising and scaring Mo when I say they are here right now.
I can feel their needles.
There are knitters in the house. And they're here, and we understand they've actually brought you some gifts they made.
Well, that's very flattering. It's so great. I'll make sure to insult the makers of BMW next week.
So after the show is over, we're going to take some photos of Mo modeling his new homemade knitwear, and we're going to post it to our website.
For premium members only.
Yes, of course. At waitwait.npr.org. So everybody go look at that.
You know what? I hate Zenya suits.
I hate real estate.
Yeah?
I hate large, valuable tracts of coastal land.
You know what really burns me up?
What burns you up?
Those bricks of gold.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. You know, they're so uncomfortable.
Who can spend those?
I really hate the bailout.
Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Mo,
yes.
More about the trip overseas. This week, the Obama administration, we believe, is engaging in its first ever serious cover-up. They have denied, in the face of videotaped evidence, that the president did what to the king of Saudi Arabia?
Bowed to the king.
Exactly right. Conservative pundits have been going nuts ever since they saw the videotape of President Obama bowing to the Saudi monarch. They said he was somehow diminishing America by bowing before this autocrat. Now, the White House maybe could have just blown this off. They said the president, you know, was just trying to be respectful. But instead, they completely denied that he bowed to the king.
Right, and it's kind of obvious he
was they said this, that he was just reaching down to shake both of the king's hands, which, if you see this videotape, only makes sense if the king's hands were sticking out of his knees.
He has very long arms.
Yes. President Obama is bowing more than Michael Flatley at the end of a matinee of Lord of the Dance. He is bowing.
He is bowing. You know, it's really totally like bowing. It's like at the hip. Like it's amazing. It's a flat back position.
It really
could have
is.
Been, wasn't I found a penny?
Yeah. It could have been.
The economy being
contact,
what it is.
The contact lens.
Yeah, they could have gone for a number of excuses.
I think my shoe was on. Oh, no, it isn't.
Yeah. Exactly. Adam, times are hard.
How hard are they?
They are so hard. Glad you asked. That a luxury hotel in Miami Beach has taken to selling expensive luxury items to their guests, like a $180,000 Bentley convertible, via what method?
Room service.
No.
This is a hotel in Miami.
It's a hotel. And like a lot of upscale hotels, they have their guests can buy very expensive items, designer clothing, jewels, cars. But what makes this different is the way they're selling these items to their guests.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll give you a hint. It's really a pain to slip $180,000 bills into the reader, especially if any of them are crinkly.
Vending machines?
Yes, a vending machine.
Wow.
The Mondrian...
How do you get a Bentley into a vending machine?
Well...
It's a giant automat.
That's the trick. It is. The Mondrian South Beach Hotel in Miami Beach has set up in effect, a huge automat.
Literally.
Yeah, for luxury items. Yeah. In which you have lots of doors with little screens on them. You slide your credit card, you push what's on the screen, and in some cases, jewelry and stuff, you open it up and you reach and take it. Other cases, the $180,000 Bentley, you get a little slip and you hand it to somebody and they bring the car around.
It sounded like that in Washington, just congressmen come out.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, I went there.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell him.
That one's different, Adam. That one has air holes. This one does not.
Oh, I see.
It's a publicity stunt, obviously, and we are happy to oblige them. But the hotel was sued when one wealthy male model vacationing in Miami Beach tried to buy one of the Bentleys, but it got stuck in the machine, and the next guy who put in some money got two.
It's inconvenient, too, because you're trying to sleep and somebody's shaking the entire hotel.
Yeah, trying to get it out.